USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at a naval station in Pensacola, Florida has left 3 people dead. The suspect was a pilot in Saudi Arabia's Air Force in the U.S. for training since 2017. Authorities say he opened fire in a classroom building when police shot and killed him. The gunman was Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, a member of the Saudi Air Force. He was stationed in Pensacola as it's the Navy's primary base for aviation training. Reporter Naomi Ruckham.
President Trump says the Saudi king called to express condolences.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter.
Like most Americans on the base, the Saudi airman was not supposed to be armed. The base commander says, with few exceptions, only security personnel are supposed to carry weapons. That's now part of the FBI's investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.